More than 50 wolves have died after first being caught in a leg trap. Retired DNR wildlife biologist Dick Thiel says it isn't the trap that kills the animal.
Really, they should be called a paw hold trap. And these traps are designed to essentially hold the animal until the trapper comes up to it.
Licensed trappers are supposed to check their devices every 24 hours, and Thiel says the great majority of trappers do so. Thiel says if a wolf is found in a trap, it's likely then killed.
To dispatch the wolf, it would require a rifle, and the rifle, basically, you aim either at and send a bullet through the head or through the chest.
Thiel has served as an expert witness for humane societies as they've gone to court and so far blocked the use of dogs during the Wisconsin wolf hunt. But he supports trapping wolves, calling it one of the most efficient and humane ways to harvest the animals. However, Thiel does not like that trapping is allowed in some areas of the state where wolves are not killing pets or livestock.
They have a broad blanket harvest approach on theoretically every wolf in the state is probably not in the best interest of something called conservation.
But DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says that's the legislature's call.
Well, and the idea is to reduce the population of wolves, and trapping, as we're seeing, is a very effective way of doing that. So the legislature has made it clear what it is that they want to see in the wolf hunt, and then it's our job to carry that out.
The DNR plans to halt the trapping and hunting of wolves when 116 of the animals have been killed statewide. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.